the state with the highest daily new cases per capita in the country. The Democratic...
Morning, Sandusky. It's a beautiful hot day, and I'm glad to see that several of you are going over to the shade. If anybody needs a chair, we can go inside and get a chair, but I do encourage you to try to stay hydrated and cool and get in the shade if possible. Thank you. have a few announcements this morning and some prayer concerns. I have a card from Aaron with Campbell, now Hendricks. Dear church family, as I approach the end of my year as a missionary with Crew, I am realizing how blessed I've been to have the support, both prayerfully and financially, of Sandusky First United Methodist Church, the church that raised me, to know and love Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your diligent prayers and hugely generous giving. You made it possible for me to live and serve the Lord in the Middle East this year, something that has shaped my walk in the lives of students who heard about Jesus for the first time. Thank you for storing up your treasures in heaven. Signed, Aaron Hendricks. We also have several birthdays this weekend, some from last week. We have Steve, Judy, Bruce, Deb, Linda, John Norton, John Harding, and Deb. We have anniversaries of Don and Janie, Carrie and Linda, and John and Pam. Let's hear it. Celebrations. Woohoo! Absolutely. Another prayer concern is for Nancy Ross, who is Pat Darling's sister, and service that this AM, men were deployed from, I'm not sure how this is pronounced, Selvidge Air Base, probably to Afghanistan. So we need to keep them in our prayers. Along with Connie Ellis, who broke her hip and had surgery yesterday. I have not heard how that came out. And Katie Bader's dad broke his leg when he fell as well. So keep Katie and her dad and family in prayer. This morning, a joy that my husband's not here. Not that that's not a joy, but he's gone to get grandkids. We have four boys, grandsons, that are coming for the week. So he went over to make sure that he could pick them all up and get back in a reasonable time. So today we're going to start off our service. This is the day. If you are able and want to stand, please stand, but feel free to continue to sit. This is the day.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. And be glad in it. And be glad. Lord.
call to worship today begins this way. This is the day the Lord has made. It is a day for singing and praying. It is a day for forgiving and reconciling. It is a day for resolving and renewing. It is a day which God has made and filled it with good things. Let us pray. O holy God, Spirit divine, we thank you for your presence with us this morning as we celebrate worship with you. We ask, Lord, that you continue to fill us with your Spirit, that we may know right from wrong, that we can turn to you in all things, and that our minds and our ears, our hearts, are clearly open to being here for you, to be your servant, and to be faithful. In the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. Our next song is Come, Thou Fount of Every Blessing. I'm going to have the children come over, come to the shade, come join me. I know the children are over there in the shade. They need to come over here to the shade. And those of you that are listening on the radio, some of the things I'm going to pass out today will be passed out to you this week as I come around in my car. So guys, got to come on over. Oops, feedback there. Come gather in the shade as much as we can because it's hot. And you know what? I listed all those names, Jonah, and I forgot to add yours. Jonah has a birthday today. Happy birthday. Can you wave? Hi. Yay. Happy birthday. And Avery's is at the end of the month. Happy birthday. Yay. Come right on up here. So what is today? July 5th. So what was yesterday?
July 4th.
July 4th. Did you guys celebrate?
Yeah.
I'm going to move this so you can scoot on down a little bit. Everybody, you did fireworks? Did you have fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you guys do fireworks too?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you, Claire? No, you didn't get any fireworks? Well, I have some things today that may make you feel really good, okay, because they're like not fireworks. They're just 4th of July celebrations, okay? You know, 4th of July means that we are free. What do you think we're free from? Any ideas? Are we free to do what we want?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are we free to do things that aren't good? Yeah, but we shouldn't. That's going to be part of the message today. We do what we do that maybe we shouldn't do, and we don't always do what we should do. Kind of confusing, huh? But you're going to hear about that in the message later, okay? So, today we also talk about freedom. Who do you think we're free with? God, that's right. With Jesus Christ, God's Son, He died on the cross for us that our sins are forgiven. And so we're free from our sin, and He gives us hope. So whether we are in the holiday for the society, which celebrates 4th of July, we should celebrate our freedom every day with Jesus Christ, because that is part of our Christian upbringing, okay? So we're free every day to do God's will. Okay, I think you can do that? All right. So Rosemary put these packets together. These, she made a note, are for boys. So boys, you want to give your brother one? Boys, you got to give your brother one too, okay? Even though he's not here. And girls. We've got girls. I don't know why. Here, you guys didn't get those in there. They may have just not been in there. There you go. You've got one inside yours. Some of them didn't get it. You get that too. Oh, that's... Oh, okay. All right. Does everybody have one? You got both of them in there? Oh, you only got... Okay, there you go. Everybody's got to have them. And what are these on there? They're flag cards. I mean, you can wave them. Happy 4th, but now it's the 5th, right? So those of you that are home, you'll get one when I drive by this week and bring your packets to you, okay? So let's have a word of prayer. Do you think you can pray with me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for our freedom in Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, you guys can go back to your shady spots. Thank you. While they're doing that and they're going back, I want to thank Miss Marilyn Stoliker. She made a quilt for Relay for Life that was from Bob Downing's t-shirts. So let's give Marilyn a thank you. We appreciate it, and then we're going to raffle it off next year. Thank you, Marilyn. Our Old Testament reading this morning comes out of Psalm chapter 45, verse 10 to 17. Hear these words. Listen, daughter, and pay careful attention. Forget your people and your father's house. Let the king be enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your Lord. The city of Tyre will come with a gift. People of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions follow her. Those brought to her to be with her, led in with joy and gladness, they enter the palace of the king. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory through all generations. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. May God add his blessing upon the reading of this word. This morning, it's time to go to Lord in prayer. This week, we're praying for Stonegate Village, for those that we lifted before we started the service, and for those that are unnamed in our heart. Let us go to our Lord. Almighty and gracious God, we thank you for all that you do for us, for the guidance you give to doctors and discernment, for the ways that they can do surgery and help people recover. We give thanks. for all of those who are in the armed forces that have given us our freedom, who died to keep us free. We give you thanks. For birthdays and anniversaries and celebrations, for holidays, we give you thanks. For church, for your Son, Jesus Christ, God, who gave all his life for us to be forgiven, to be free, to have hope and eternal life. We praise your name. So, Almighty God, you rule all the people of the earth. We ask that you inspire the minds of all women and men to whom you have committed the responsibility of government and leadership in the nations of the world. Give to them the vision of truth and justice, that by their counsel all nations and people may work together. Give to the people of our country zeal for justice and strength of forbearance, that we may use your liberty in accordance with your gracious will. Forgive our shortcomings as a nation. Purify our hearts to see and love the truth. We pray all these things through Jesus Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. That last half of the prayer was written by Andy Langford, who is one of our writers for United Methodist Church Discipleship Resources. So we give thanks to Andy for those words. This morning, I'm reading out of Romans. I'm reading chapter 7, verses 15 to 25a. Hear these words. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate to do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but in it, sin is living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is a sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. So how many can say that this passage was very confusing? Yeah, it is. It's a difficult passage that is I do what I not, I do, I not, I do not. It can be very frustrating to try to figure out what Paul is actually saying. Now, we know Paul was a persecutor of Christians way back at the beginning of his life. He persecuted those who were Christians. And then Paul was transformed and conformed into a Christian as he had his life experience that changed him. And then he began to follow Jesus Christ. Yet even as a follower of Jesus Christ, Paul still reads and states in his writings, I do what I do, and sometimes that's wrong, and then sometimes I do the wrong when I should be doing right. And he talks about the evil that is in him that continues to be sin. See, we could say, as Paul would say, I'm a sinner. We could put our name in and say, I'm Sue, I'm a sinner. Because all of us are. Kind of reminds me, as some of the contemporaries talked about, or the notes were saying, that it can be like the 12 steps of AA. I only wrote 5 of them down. Because in AA, you stand up and say, hi, I'm Paul, a sinner. I would stand up and say, hi, I'm Sue, a sinner. We have to admit that you are powerless. I am powerless. I have to surrender to a higher power, and we know as Christians that higher power is God. We need to confess our mistakes because we all make them. We need to find support from others and help one another to be accountable. And we're to live one day at a time, for that is what God calls us to do. See, there's an evil force that goes against the good. We don't always mean to be rude. We don't always mean to do wrong. Sometimes we just do the wrong, and we then say, why did I do that? Have you ever been there? Yeah. I know I have. We are fleshly sinners, made of flesh, human beings that are incapable of being perfect, incapable of doing everything that is correct and what we know is right. However, some people may read that in a passage and say, well, this is hopeless. I have no hope if I can't be perfect. But we know that there's only one person in this world that was perfect, and his name was Jesus Christ. He is the only one that will ever be perfect. And so we have hope because Jesus Christ died on the cross for us to forgive us of our sins, to free us from all our wrong as we go to him and confess our sins. And he allows us grace and love just poured out for you and I because we've asked him and we are his children. In the commentaries, one said this, without Jesus Christ, quote, we go up swift flowing creek, the creek of sin, without a paddle and a bad leak in a boat, unquote. There's no hope in that. But see, we have hope in Jesus Christ. We have hope for him to forgive us for our wrongdoings, things that we do even when we know we shouldn't be doing them. The devil is at work in and through us. But we pray that God's grace will overcome the devil's work. That force that is within us, that wrong, that evil, that devil, we can't always contend with. We can't always go up against, because it has a strong will. However, we have a strong will too, and we have a will of Christ that can show us right from wrong. We cannot do this alone because we are flesh and human beings. And in the commentaries, they said, why don't you say something that you have done to your congregation, to your parish, to see how you model. And I'm like, yeah, what am I going to say to our parishioners of what I've done wrong? And I'm like, you know, that's not an easy task to do. But I think I've told you before things that I've done wrong. In fact, I did wrong this week. I was talking with a parishioner, and I wasn't very happy. And I probably wasn't really kind. And I know people say, oh, you're a pastor, you shouldn't be like that. Right? Kind of set me up on that pedestal. I'm not supposed to do those things. Well, even Paul did those things that we should not be doing. And is getting angry and being mad at another human being. Unfortunately, the world these days is full of hurt. It's full of madness. We live in a world that has created this chaos that is before us. But is that justification to be rude to somebody else? No, it's not. We should be able to have a civil conversation that says we can agree to disagree. Then the other day, Saturday, Jim and I were on a Zoom meeting, and I was hurt by something that was said. And when we got off our Zoom meeting, I cried. Because I said those words were rude. And it hurt my feelings. And Jim continued to say, I'm sure that they didn't mean it that way. And maybe they didn't, and maybe they did. I felt like they did. It was pretty directed at me. And see, that's what we have to be careful of. Our words, our actions can make a difference in somebody's life. And we have to be careful that we don't hurt somebody else, but that we aren't hurt either. Because I am just as human as you are. And my feelings get hurt just as much. But I want to say here, is that we worship a God that is real. We worship every day of our life, I hope, as Christians. We worship here on Sunday mornings in our parking lot for now, for the safety of our people, God's people. And I know some are hurt by that and have been hurt by my words, and I'm sorry that they're hurt. But I'm trying my best to do the best of my ability to be able to help all people, all the time. Will I fail? Absolutely, I will fail. I'm a sinner. I am a sinner. Thank God I have Jesus Christ in my heart. Thank God I have a God that will forgive me because I've asked for that forgiveness. Thank God I have Christ who can help me to feel better, to give me grace and give me love because I mess up. Just because I'm your pastor, I want to do, as Paul says, the right thing. But I don't always do the right thing. Because I'm human. So I want you to look at your life. You know, this COVID has really upset a lot of people, and things are happening again where the count is going back up. We just had two more in our county diagnosed with COVID. None of us want to go down this path that we don't understand. None of us want to stay out here in a heart parking lot or under a shade tree and not worship in a building. But we still are worshiping God, even in a parking lot. Amen? It's real worship. And I've been hurt by people's comments saying we're not real worship. We are real worship, and we are worshiping our God whether we're in a building, because the church is not the building. The church is the people. It's the people. We're here to fellowship with one another, to love God, to hear His scriptures, to hear the prayers, to sing. And we can't do that inside. You'd have to wear a mask. You couldn't sit that close. You're not social distancing. But you'd have to do that in our church building because of a disease that has hit us, that I have no control over. None whatsoever. I have none, no control. But I am not perfect. And neither was Paul, who walked with Jesus Christ and knew Him personally, with Him, day in, day out. Well, you know what? I know God personally too, because I'm in the Word. I do my devotions. I pray to Him. I worship Him, whether I'm in my home or whether I'm here in a parking lot, wherever I'm in my car. I still continue to worship God because I see the beauty of His creation all around me. Amen? But we need to treat each other with kindness and compassion, with love, with a Christian attitude. And I'm sorry if I have failed you. I'm a sinner. But so are you. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Lord God, I'm a sinner. I have a difficult time sometimes hearing people's words that hurt to the core. And then I know sometimes I've hurt other people's feelings to the core. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me. For none of us on this earth are perfect. None of us ever will be. I thank you, God, that you gave me Jesus Christ and you gave others Jesus Christ. And we should concentrate on that, that we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others so that they may be forgiven, that they have His grace, that they have hope in this world, a world of sin, a world of evil, a world that is hurting, Lord. Help us bring peace and unity. We ask this in the name of our risen Lord. Amen. This morning we're going to have communion, but before we do, I brought out my hymnal because I want us to do a confession. So I'm going to read these words, and when I'm done, I want you to say amen. Christ our Lord invites us to His table, not ours, His table, for all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We've broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from our joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. And all God's people said. So hear the good news, my friends. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us, you and me. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Amen. So it was on the night that Jesus Christ sat with his disciples at Passover, and he took the bread and he gave thanks, and he said to his disciples on that Passover evening, knowing that he would be crucified the next day, and he said, "This is my body broken for you." And he said, "And every time you take of the bread, remember me." Well, today our bread is wafers, because this is a safe and healthy way to be able to serve you communion. And so it's on the top piece, which you'll take a little bit of the film off the top and open it up. And then after the supper was over, Jesus Christ took the cup and he gave thanks and he blessed it. And he said, "This is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. And every time you partake of it, remember me. Remember me." When we partake in this Holy Communion this morning, may we think about what God has done for us and what he continues to do, that he can forgive us and help us to be free, because our freedom is not just in the United States of America that we celebrated yesterday. That is not a Christian holiday. Today and every day is a Christian holiday, that we have the freedom in Jesus Christ our Lord to free us from our sin. And we practice that in partaking of Holy Communion. With those helping me, please come forward. I think Tina's going to play. have one? Does everybody have one? So take the wafer and eat and remember Christ's body broken for you. If you need help, let us know. When you're done with the wafer, open the bottom part for the cup. This is Christ's blood shed for you. Drink in remembrance of him. They have baskets coming back around to collect those. Let us be in a moment with our Lord Jesus Christ for what he's done for us. They continue to collect those. We know that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Now let us take up our morning offering. And then we'll sing our doxology. Oh, she's doing doxology first. Please stand as able. Heavenly Father, we give you these gifts out of our faithfulness for you, out of our sinfulness and our flesh to give you what you deserve and to honor you. May you bless these gifts that they may be used to help others know who you are and to accept you as Lord and Savior. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. If you like to continue this stand, we're going to sing, "Lord, I Want to Be a Christian," or you may be seated.
Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart, Lord. I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be
Lord, I want to be a Christian. And I pray all of us here want to be a Christian. We want to be more loving. We want to be like Jesus. As we go forth, may God guide us, and may we follow him and honor and glorify him in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, by the way, Dee put the flags up. Thank you, Dee. Yes.